And you are always there to help. You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you. I still have faith in your love. You are always there. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trust you. I still have faith in your word, but you are always there for me.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. I see something breaking. I see healings already took place. Divine interventions. I see miracles. I see signs. I see wonders. I see help from above. I see mercy from above. Just wave your hands and go ahead and pray in the spirit. The praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I welcome you into this very awesome, auspicious climate and atmosphere of God's presence. I believe that it's a new day for you and your life will never remain the same. In Jesus' name. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. All scripture is given. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. All scripture is profitable. The word of our prophet. Our objective from this part three now, our objective from last Wednesday was to understand the profitability of the word. The the most profitable asset of any man on earth is the word. The word converted an empty earth at creation into a loaded earth. The earth was tohu vabohu. By the release, the injection of the word, losses turned into profit. From last week, Wednesday, we began to see areas of profit by the word. What does the word do for us? First of all, we saw access to the voice of God as number one. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The water is the word. Access. The cheapest way to hear God is to hear him from his word. Number two is access to supernatural strength. Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Strength. You cannot be warded and be a weakling. Strength. Number three, we saw access to the life and spirit of God. As he spake to me, the spirit entered. Connection with word is connection with the light and the spirit, the life and the spirit of God. That is supernatural living. And then in the first service today, we saw access to hope. Nobody can be warded and be hopeless. When we see the things that happen in the nations of the world at times, you have the tendency of losing hope. Oh, Afghanistan has been taken over by so-and-so group of people. And now they say that country was the number one terrorist country in the world. And now they are taking over the country. It means that other terrorists in the world have been emboldened to take over their countries. Who said so? Mantles vary from region to region. Who said so? Where is it written? And that thing is short-lived anyway. That thing. You can note it down. It has no power of sustainability. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Who said so? Who has the final say? The final authority on every issue of life is the word. This nation and the nation where you came from, your voice there is strong enough to arrest the agenda of evil. And we speak to that country, the Christians and other minorities there, we prophesy help from above. Help from above. Help from above. You are saying amen, shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And so the word gives us hope. Number five is access to faith. That is what we are dealing with in this service as quickly as we can. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 8, the Bible said that, Romans 10 8, this, but what saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. The word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word is the energy of faith. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8. 1 Thessalonians 1
8, he said, from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place, your faith to God's word is spread. The word sounded, and as the word sounded, faith landed. The sound of faith, of word, is what determines the strength of faith. It determines the strength of faith. Acts chapter 6 verse 7. When the word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied, and the priests were obedient to the faith. The word of God increased, the number of disciples multiplied, and the priests were obedient to the faith. Wherever the word is present, faith must be present. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 8. 1 Thessalonians, all right, we saw that already. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. Through faith. The word of God, true faith, the word of God. Everywhere you see the word, you see faith. Everywhere you see faith, you must see the word. It is not possible for the word to exist, and faith does not exist. It's not possible. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Look at this, very exciting. It said, right, go on to Acts chapter 14 verse 8. Acts chapter 14 verse 8. He said, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his faith, in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul, he heard the word. And as he heard the word, he steadfastly beheld him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. As the word landed on the man, faith exploded in his heart. He heard the word and he perceived that he had faith to be healed. The other day, they brought the man all the way from Taraba State. He had something like a liver disease. He was lying in the car, at the back of the car, right at this entrance here, on my way out. And they said, please, can you help me pray for this man? And as I began to pray for him, I saw a young man standing by. I was praying for this man. And this, all of a sudden, this one just scattered. Began to roll on the floor. In Jesus' name, receive. Then this one went under power. Somebody started saying, what kind of problem is this? The person I'm praying for is different. The person rolling on the ground is different. Is that collateral impartation or what? Unknown to me, that guy was born as a sickler, SS. He came, stood with faith. If this man comes near here today, something must drop on me. And without going near him, fire landed on him. The same day, he went to the laboratory. SS changed to AA. The same day. Those watching it from his state in Taraba State, a man came with his son and his wife, and he said, this is my only child, and he is a sickler. We have suffered from his childhood till now. We saw the other testimony, and we came because of it. What a faithful God. The fire was applied. The enemy was ejected. SS changed to AA. They stood on this altar and testified. Many of us here, you have eaten so much word in this assembly, and no devil can tamper with your faith. And I announce right now, every testimony you are expecting, every turnaround you are expecting, and those watching from all around the world, it is released for you. in the name of Jesus.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. He said, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. As they are in possession of the word, they are also in possession of faith, whose faith follow. One woman told me the other day, she said, after she heard the message I preached on Wednesday, and I said, the strongest wizard and witch in the world cannot scratch you. Because the strongest native doctor, herbalist, witch doctor, can't scratch you. Because their master, Satan the devil, is under your feet. And if their master is under your control, his errand boy cannot scratch you. Ay, 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 ay. At the most, a witch doctor is controlling one or two demons. Or a few of them. Say, you come here, make that one mad. You come here, make this one barren. Yet, their master, say, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. If I am in command of their commander, it is madness to be afraid of his errand boy. So the woman says she came into a room where three witch women were seated after Wednesday service, and they were all talking, and she just bypassed. Your master is under me. She said, I remember the message. And I said, your master is under me. Your boss is under my feet. Clear out. And nothing disarms the opposition like revelation. And light is reflective. When you carry it, darkness knows. When you carry it, darkness is aware. Light reflects. Light cannot be hid. Light is very reflective. When you carry this kind of light, when the native doctor sees you, he's aware. Say, this is somebody powerful, more powerful than me. Clear chance. Except you want to die. That is what makes the word to build your faith. And if you don't fear the devil, he will fear you. If you don't fear Satan, Satan can't face you. The devil fears those who don't fear him. Don't forget that. The only people that the devil fights are those. Aaron, we have our Kenya people here this morning. Know your Kenya National Park. I went there the other day. I told you the story. He said, if the lion is looking for you, if the lion just, you know, I told you the story that time. That we were passing through the wildlife park. They say, oh, this place is safe. Safe like how? We just saw lions now. But I said, keep still. Just behave like the lion did not come. No wonder the Maasai tribes people walk amidst them. Lion is passing, they are passing. For normal people, the lion will be on the run. What is he seeing people walking among them? So he knows that this person must have something he doesn't have. And they don't care. Am I communicating at all? Now, I give you three things that makes the word to help your faith. Take your seat. First of all, how does the word affect faith? First, the word fuels faith by the delivery of scriptural promises. The delivery of scriptural promises. It just delivers promises into your hands that explodes your faith.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 all the way to verse 13, 14, for example. You shall be the head and not all the tail, and not the tail, above only, and never beneath. And as these promises come, as we'll look at it later on, it just explodes your faith by the delivery of scriptural promises that makes you a partaker of the divine nature. How does the word fuel your faith? So, rhema is the food and the fuel of faith by the delivery of promises of scripture. Second, the word grants access to the knowledge of God. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, it says God revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, he revealed himself. The word of God grants access to the knowledge of God, and the knowledge of God is a booster of faith. According to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The only person you doubt is the person you don't know, or the person whose track record you know to be unfaithful. But the easiest way to trust a person is to know who they are and to know their abilities. If my wife say, can I have 5,000 naira there? $5,000 there? Or whatever it is. I want to call the higher one so that your mind can open. And I said, okay, I'll give you. And he said, I'm not sure. You have come again. Is that not a bad reputation? I said, really? All right. Later on. Or shortly. If you met a person on the road and he said, come and take 1 million naira tomorrow. You met him on the road. You look at his shoe is less than 1,000 naira. Will you believe him? You doubt only because you don't know. The deeper your knowledge of God, the stronger your intensity of faith. The reason why some people, you see them operate, function, and behave rugged. Yesterday at the evangelism ground, I don't know if you have the clip there. They brought, this one is blind. Woke up in the night, blind. Woke up in the morning, blind. This one is deaf, cannot speak at all, a matured woman. This one is deaf and dumb from birth. Among other things, in Jesus' name, your eyes are open. And it's following. In Jesus' name, ear open, tongue loosed. I cannot be doubting whether that will happen, because track record of him shows me that he can do it over and over and over again. You don't have that clipped with the ICT. And the clip of our evangelism yesterday at the shopping mall. People were on the floor. They said, I saw you in the dream laying hands on me. The eye that was not seen. Show us the light. Show us the light. The two eyes are blind, but she said one was worse than the other. One was worse than the other. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Our time is going. Other deaf people there, deaf girl, born deaf and dumb, and so on and so forth. So the word of God reveals to us the knowledge of God. And finally, the word of God, we already said that, imparts the life and spirit of God. Imparts the life and spirit of God. John 6:63, the spirit that quickened the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel chapter 2 and in verse 2, and as he spake to me, the spirit entered into me. The word of God grants us access into the spirit of God, and the spirit of God and the nature of God is the nature of faith. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. Mark 10:27. He said, and Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. The nature of God is the nature of faith. The nature of the lion is to roar. The nature of the eagle is to soar. The nature of God is to walk effortlessly in faith. And if you have that nature, faith is natural. Hallelujah. That was access to faith. And finally, we have access to joy. I'll speak about that in the last service today. Access to joy. What is my counsel to you? It is, stay with the word. I've said that, but let me say it in another way in this service. Never become too busy for God and his word. Never become too busy for God and his word. Because watch what I'm about to say. Pastors, watch what I'm about to say. When the devil wants to destroy a man, he makes them too busy for God, too busy for the word. It is possible to be a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist that has no time for the word for yourself. You have time for the word for the people, but you had no time for the word for yourself. It's as if the caterer was busy cooking for people and forgot to eat until he died of hunger, until she died of malnutrition. Am I communicating at all? As if the medical personnel was busy rescuing people from infection and did not sufficiently protect himself until himself died of the same infection. When the devil wants to destroy a person, he makes them too busy for God, too busy for the world. That will never be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are and give him the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. If you have that worship song, I know my God will turn it around. It was released some time ago. It's on YouTube. And it will be a trigger for the next level we're about to step into. Just a few minutes. Go ahead.
suffered from disappointment? Have some people turned their backs on you? Just keep holding on to the one who cannot disappoint. I know my God will turn it around.
For your life, lift up your hands and begin to just thank him right now, for a turnaround is coming your way. 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 Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I receive my turnaround today in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high and just listen to this. This is testimony from Dunamis International Gospel Center, Kuje here. Sister Rosemary Adruba saw herself picking money from the ground 3 nights ago. This was interpreted by her elder sister as being a condition of setback, and that has left her with a heavy heart since then. But today, while she carried out a prophetic action of shouting a turnaround, amen, as instructed by the senior pastor, her eyes opened in the spirit. And she saw herself in a backward motion to the exact place where she picked the money from the ground 3 nights ago. And she dropped the money there and then stepped off. That was a confirmation that the encounter is her turnaround deliverance. Whatever the devil has imposed on your life today is reversed and annulled. From DIGCU, Mr. Henry Ndukwe came into the service for the first time in a terrible state of frustration, occasioned by weakness of the body and loss of marriage. Wife left him because of poverty. He also lost job. But as a senior pastor minister, he saw an old being wearing native attire. That's a native demon. Walked out of him Now the extreme body weakness is gone. He is healed and completely delivered. Somebody today, your deliverance is confirmed. Supernatural turnaround. All round supernatural turnaround. In the first service, I said that supernatural turnaround can be occasioned by three things. The release of the word, the deployment of the prophetic mantle, and the release of sacrifice. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. There is someone here today, your turnaround has come. Are you ready for the turnaround? Lift up your hands high. Say after me, say, Father, I have come before you.
I have come before you.
I trust you. For all round turnaround. Give me a turnaround testimony today in the name of Jesus. Lift the hands high. At this season, chains will be breaking. The chains that tied you on the same spot, spiritually, financially, maritally, that has made you not to be married yet. The chains that has tried to render your children useless. That's that chain of miscarriage. Lift your hands. Financial turnaround. Career turnaround. Destiny turnaround. Ministry turnaround. When I say in the name, when I say receive your total supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus, you can plant your hand on your head, but most importantly, do a turnaround. Amen. I'm blasting tongues. We may not be able to take the testimonies now because time is gone, but something will happen. Every stranger in your life will step out now, and every agenda of hell will be roasted. Every gift you lost shall be restored. Every favor you lost shall be restored. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, I ask for the release of all-round supernatural turnaround. And I decree, receive your all-round supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Now. Yeah. Help out there. Help the woman right there. Something is happening. Yokes are breaking. Receive it. Receive. Aura. Supernatural. Turn around. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, something has happened. Wave your hands and give him the praise.